Oh, snap! It's another snap review from the Family Gamers.
Cucumber roll.
Mmm.
California roll.
Yum.
A little bit of soy sauce.
Yeah.
Wasabi?
Mmm, probably not.
Wasabi mixed with the soy sauce?
For you.
This sounds delicious. Unfortunately, it's not our dinner tonight.
Oh, man.
But it is a snap review.
Ah, yeah. It's a snap review for Maki Stack, designed by Jeff Lay and available from Blue Orange Games.
Maki Stack is a game for 2, 4, or 6 players. It is primarily a cooperative game unless you're playing only with 2 players. And it's a fun tabletop dexterity game.
We've mostly played it as a 4-player game,
mm-hmm.
and we'll start by describing that.
Right. The primary game has 2 different kinds of play modes. There's mask mode, and there's chopstick mode.
These are shown by the backs of the cards that you pull. For a 4 or 6-player game, you shuffle all of the cards together, and then, depending on what card comes up next, determines which mode you're playing in.
Mask mode is really only valid if you have 4 or 6 players.
Yes. In mask mode, 1 team member puts on a blindfold-style mask.
Provided in the box.
And the other members of their team direct them on how to stack all of the sushi elements as depicted on the card.
Right, and that might include you want or you don't want the mat that the sushi could be on. Some of the pieces are not the same on both sides.
Yeah.
Some of them it's on a side or it's on a certain side, things like that.
Upside down or sideways, yeah.
And so when you're in this mode with 4 or 6 players, basically it's one team racing against the other team to see who gets it done first.
Yes. The other mode is chopstick mode. In chopstick mode, 2 teammates work together to stack all of the objects according to what's on the card. Each one is only allowed to use 1 finger.
This is hilarious.
Yes, it is. So 2 people working together, each with 1 finger trying to pinch objects and maybe even flip them over while only still using 1 finger.
It is especially difficult to pick up the soy sauce piece and turn it upside down.
Yes, it is.
Although you figured out a trick the last time we played.
Yeah, and then it failed me on my next play. So it's worth mentioning that when playing with 6 players, in chopstick mode, the 3rd member of the team who's not using their finger is the only one who gets to see the card and then is directing their other 2 teammates on how to stack.
Right, so it's almost like a combination of the mask mode and the chopstick mode.
Yeah.
And when you're playing a 2-player game, essentially every card you treat is a chopstick card.
Yes, but because you're still competing against the other team of 1 player, you're using 1 finger on each hand to pick up all the objects and stack them.
Right. So, Anitra, other than it being conceptually delicious, what do you think of Maki Stack?
I think it's a cute game. All of the little wooden sushi elements are really well designed. They're good for picking up. They stack well, but not too well. They're pretty slippery. And the cards are very, very clear what kind of mode the card is, what the orientation of the pieces should be. It's very well designed. It's very well done. That said, this is a quick playing dexterity game. This is not a game you're going to play all night.
I mean, I have a couple of very small pet peeves with the game. I think that the box should be about half the size that it is. It's a big shelf box. And for what you're getting out of the game, I don't think it's worth that much shelf space, which is, I guess, a minor quibble, but it's something that, like I said, it's basically a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah, you don't expect a box this size to house a game that says 15 minutes on
right.
the side.
Right, exactly. I mean, it is a lot of fun. We played with some friends of ours. Their kids are in Lego League, which has some competitions and things in it, and one of the things that they have to do is describe to one another how to build certain things. And so they were saying that this is an excellent game to help with learning that kind of communication to explain to their friends what to do.
It is a perfect teamwork exercise, yes.
This would be a fantastic icebreaker. I will say this, if this is a game you're going to pick up, I recommend opening it and letting the masks off gas first, because they're made of an inexpensive foam, and they are smelly.
They were really stinky when we first opened the box, but it did go away after a day or so.
So you can get Maki Stack right now on Amazon for a little bit more than $15.
Yeah, for that price, I'd say it's a pretty good choice, especially if you're looking for a way to shake up your dexterity game collection.
And to be honest, I mean, if you really wanted to expand this to more players, you could buy multiple copies of the game and drive everything off of a single deck.
Certainly. Or, of course, you could make for larger teams that take more turns.
Right. So, I think we're going to give Maki Stack 3 out of 5 chopsticks?
Sounds about right. It's a fine game.
And it's certainly a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So that's Maki Stack.
In a snap.